North Korea reportedly moving a long-range missile to the coast.
St. Andrew's charity fashion show donates £27,000 to scholarship fund.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Susanna Sabin.
And I'm Verity Rayside. South Korean sources are reporting that North Korea has been spotted transporting a long-range missile to its east coast. It is unclear whether the missile is carrying a warhead. Sources in Seoul believe that the North is likely to fire the missile around April the 15th, the birthday of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung. The missile is expected to have a range of around 4,000 kilometres, enough to reach Japan or the US naval base on Guam. The news comes as part of a series of similar threats issued by the North in recent weeks, citing the United States as its main target and enemy.
This year, the St. Andrew's Charity Fashion Show raised £27,500, the highest amount it's raised in 21 years. In addition to smaller fundraising efforts, such as publishing an online magazine and selling shaving cream on Reason Monday, the student-run organization garnered corporate sponsorship and held two fashion shows, one in St. Andrews and one in London during the city's Fashion Week. Organizers and models visited with Principal and Vice Chancellor Louise Richardson yesterday to deliver the check. The money will help fund the Ward Law Scholarship Scheme, which assists St. Andrews students with accommodation costs based on financial need. Over its existence, the fashion show has raised over £300,000 for charities.
Mick Philpott has been sentenced to life for the killing of six of his children at a fire in his home in Derby. Convicted today at Nottingham Crown Court, Philpott was labelled the driving force behind this shockingly dangerous enterprise. The court heard how Philpott set his house alight to frame his former mistress, Lisa Willis, with whom he was fighting a custody battle over their children. Detective Superintendent Kate Maintnor of the Derbyshire Police said, "This has been an incredibly tragic case to investigate, and today's sentences bring this difficult inquiry to a close." Philpott will serve a minimum of 15 years. His wife Mairead and friend Paul Mosley will serve half of their 17-year sentences.
The Charities Campaign is holding its annual summer fair this Sunday in St. Mary's Quad from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is free and the event will include numerous activities and performances throughout the day. Proceeds from the fair go to this year's six sponsored charities. The event also marks the beginning of voting for next year's three charities. Voting closes next Tuesday and will also be available online.
And finally, the weather. Tonight, mainly dry with clear spells, light winds and some frost inland. Tomorrow, largely dry with long spells of sunshine, some showers.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online, anytime, on the news section of the Star website.